Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day, but Saturdays are not just for the boys and not just college football. But this Saturday is College Football Conference Championship Day. This is where we decide the brand new college football 12-team playoff format. For some teams, you're in because of what happened on the field. For others, you're in and not even playing. For others, you're out because you played today, even though it doesn't sound fair. That's life, my friends. And this is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Remember, we are live worldwide on the ESPN app under live radio, live stations, West Palm. Touch it one time. That's right. And on any and all smart speakers and connected devices, just tell it, play ESPN West Palm, and we stream live in full effect. Hey, look who it is. Que paso, Damian Perez. How was your Thanksgiving?
Good morning. It was great, man. A lot of food.
We had the week off.
Yeah, it was nice. Very nice to, you know, spend time with the family, eat some good food, and, you know, gain a few pounds that we have to lose.
Did you? Did you gain a couple?
Oh, man, I ate great, so I'm assuming I did.
Did you add a couple LBs?
If I did Thanksgiving right, I feel like I did.
That's the idea. Well, if you got it, you know, enjoy it. Because, again, every day above ground is a good day. We're down to just four big-time games on this College Football Conference Championship Saturday. We're down to it. And we begin at noon. We're just a couple hours away from the Big 12 championship game. The number 16 team in the country, Iowa State, with a 10-2 record, facing off against the 15th team in the country, Arizona State. Them pesky Sun Devils are 10-2 on the season. They're a two-point favorite. This at AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, out there in Arlington, Texas. By the way, did you know Arizona State was picked preseason to finish last in the Big 12?
Yeah, 3-9 last year.
Here they are, picked to finish last. They may win the whole damn thing. Arizona State has won their last five. Iowa State, however, they've got their first 10-win season in the 133-year history of the program. Their last conference title, you want to get, you already know, Iowa State's last conference championship, 1912. Don't make any jokes. I wasn't alive. I don't remember. It's 112 years ago, you knucklehead.
Was it a great game?
See what I'm saying? Iowa State quarterback Rocco Becht, 3,021 passing yards. That kid is legit. They're putting up numbers. This one should be fun. Big 12 championship on the line at noon. How do you root against either one of these teams?
Either one. This game, I feel like it's wide open. But Arizona State, Sam Levitt, you know, coming in from Michigan State, has had a phenomenal season. 21-5 touchdown interception ratio. Wow. I think that's going to be the difference. Plus, they're going up against a team in Iowa State that gives 5 yards a carry. So it's very interesting game, very open. But I think in the end, Arizona State will pull through.
Arizona State now a 1.5-point favorite, courtesy of Hard Rock Bet. 4 o'clock today. The SEC championship game. Number 5 team in the country, the Georgia Bulldogs, 10-2 on the season, and the second-ranked Longhorns of Texas at 11-1 on the season. A revenge game in this one. Texas, a 2.5-point favorite. This one to be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. By the way, this revenge game. Texas allows 11.7 points per game. Those Longhorns have allowed 30 points only once, and it was to Georgia back on October the 19th in the 30-15 game. Quinn Ewers, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions since the loss for Texas. Georgia, by the way, let's remember how they entered this game. They are just 1 week and I guess half of a day removed from an 8 overtime win on Black Friday over Georgia Tech. That is emotionally draining. That is physically draining. That's spiritually draining. There could be a little bit, I know it's hard to think of like a letdown. It's the longest game in SEC history, mind you. In Georgia history there. The Georgia Bulldogs, 8 overtimes to get in this game. And by the way, with 4 minutes left, they were down 13 points.
Yeah,
they're lucky to survived.
I thought Georgia was going to lose that game. It really looked like Georgia was going to lose that game. Yeah. Georgia State was just all over it. Like you said, it came down to the wire. But if we analyze this game, I think the fact that it's a revenge game benefits Texas in a way. They have that chip on their shoulder. And the last game against Georgia, Texas only had 29 yards on 27 carries, just averaging a bit over a yard. Wow. So I think that's the key in this game. Just get the run game going. Last game against the Aggies, they had 50 carries. So that's going to be the key for me.
Keep in mind, Georgia quarterback Carson Beck, 3 interceptions in that Texas game back on October the 19th.
Hasn't had a great season, Beck.
No, he has not. And we move to the primetime championship games. 8 o'clock, the Big Ten Championship. Our own CCAT, they're live in person tonight. His third-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, 11-1 on the season, facing off against the number one team in the country, the perfect 12-0 Oregon Ducks. The Ducks, a 3.5-point favorite. This one at Lucas Oil Stadium, home of the Pat McAfee Experience. He'll be in full effect, I imagine. This is a spot for James Franklin to get that proverbial big game loss monkey off the back. Dan Lanning from Oregon. Do you realize he's 34-5 overall since he's arrived in town? James Franklin, this would be his 100th win at Penn State if he could do this tonight. He's 99-40 at Penn State, but here's that magic number I spoke of. We've got a situation where we've got James Franklin with a chance to redeem himself. His success at Penn State has not come against AP top 10 ranked teams. He's 1-12 against teams in the AP top 10 while at Penn State. And in his career, he's just 1-15 in the FBS coaching career against top 10 ranked teams. Penn State, 6th in the country in scoring defense at 14 points per game. Oregon, 9th, giving up just 16.2 points per game. We've been talking all season about Oregon quarterback Dillon Gabriel and the records that he set. Conference Offensive Player of the Year. He's 2nd in the country in completion percentage, 73.5%. For Penn State, keep an eye on the tight end Tyler Warren. He set a Big Ten record with 81 receptions at that position, and he set a Penn State tight end record with 17 touchdowns in his illustrious career. That Penn State offense kind of goes as their tight end Tyler Warren goes. Take him out of the game, you're forcing them to play a very different game than the dance partner that brought them to the dance, Damian Perez.
Absolutely. I think you hit it on the head right there with that one. I think Penn State is kind of one-dimensional when we're comparing them to Oregon. They lack that explosiveness where Oregon has a lot of that. So I just think it's going to be tough for them to keep up in this game.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting crowd. Those tickets were all bought by Ohio State Buckeye fans who assumed that they'd be playing in the game.
Right.
They're not playing in the game. Those tickets are now flooding the secondary markets, and you can get in the building for $12. You can get in the building for $14 with service fees.
That's amazing.
It's insane is what it is. Oregon generally travels pretty well, but you got to think that holiday time, heading into playoff season, those fans may not make the trip. That this may be a very white and blue Nittany Lion crowd, and it also may be a building that isn't extraordinarily full, to be completely honest.
It being in India, it's just so much closer for Penn State than for Oregon,
for sure.
Logistically.
Yeah, without question. And then we transition to the big game. Of course, there's just one left. You know what it is. The big game. Presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. Lunch bunch. Lunch quickies, finger quickies. It's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned, family operated since 1957. Voted best fried chicken yet again by you, the people. Listen, my friends. I've been with you for a quarter century on the air down here. I don't lie to you. And when I find a secret, I share it. I discovered Bud's Chicken and Seafood a few years ago. You'll never in your life have a greater chicken tender. Never greater chicken tender than at Bud's Chicken and Seafood. It is, first of all, made of USDA tenderloin. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. all their seafood. The fish sandwich is the best in town. And it's the best value in fast and fast casual dining. Their commitment is to better quality with better ingredients, house-made sauces and sides, everything prepared fresh to order. BudsChicken.com. You take a bite of that first Bud's Chicken and Seafood tender. It's a little crunch, crisp, and then you taste that juice and a little bit of grease right there in the bottom of your corner lip and a little ghost of smoke, like in a cartoon, escapes from the bite of the tender. All the dipping sauces, all their sides, like creamy mac and cheese, crinkle cut fries, which, by the way, are fried to perfection. How about the macaroni? How about the potato salad? How about the fudge brownie for dessert? You will not believe the value. You will not believe how much food you get for the price. Six locations in Palm Beach County. So easy. Order directly from them at budschicken.com. Order for delivery. Order for pickup. Order to dine and have it ready. You can order it and pick it up through the drive-thru if you want. It's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Bud's Chicken and Seafood is yum, yum. ACC championship game tonight, 8 o'clock. The 17th-ranked Clemson Tigers, they are 9-3 on the season against the surprise darling of the ACC, the 8th-ranked team in the country, the Ponies of SMU. SMU 11-1 this season, a two-point favorite. This game tonight in Charlotte, where the Carolina Panthers play at the old BOA. SMU has won their last 9 games. Get this. That SMU team, they're 8-0 in the ACC. They and Oregon, I believe, are the only two perfect in conference this season. Clemson, they need a win to get in the college football playoff. If SMU loses, they could still make the field of 12, or they could be punished for playing in the conference championship, which is something that we were told couldn't happen. I guess we're going to find out tonight into tomorrow. By the way, SMU quarterback Kevin Jennings, 19 touchdowns, but he is second on the team in rushing. He is the X factor for this squad. And SMU, they score upwards of 39.2 points per game. Schedule or otherwise, they can hang some points. Damian Perez, I lean to you, our college football expert.
You know, I'm just not buying SMU. They have wins against Louisville and Pitt, but that's about it. I think this is the challenge for them. This is the big game for them. And I know, like you said, as long as you make the conference championship, there's high chances that you'll make the playoffs.
But you're not supposed to get punished for losing the conference championship game. They may.
That's what I was getting at. I think they should, because if you look at their schedule, it just lacks that dominant win.
Strength of schedule, strength of record, both.
This, however, if they do beat Clemson, I think there's no questions. Clemson is a very good team. They score a lot of points. Kubiak is a great quarterback. But I'm just not buying SMU. I think Clemson wins the game.
So Clemson has been there and done that. They've played in a lot of playoff games, national championship games. At least the program has, the coaching staff has. It's an expectation since really 2016 to 2017.
I believe they're 5-0 since 2017 in conference championship games.
But now you've got SMU. This is a home game for Clemson.
Okay. Pretty much, yep.
They're playing in Charlotte. They're obviously Death Valley, South Carolina. SMU fans likely to travel, though, because it's a big game for them. And they may not see the college football playoff after all. But it feels like a step up in class. SMU's record is 11-1, 3-0 in the ACC. But they're playing Clemson under these circumstances. On this stage, under these bright lights, I'm not saying SMU can't be who they've been and they can't rise to the occasion. But we've got that one grizzled journeyman veteran that's been there, been heavyweight champion of the world, against the new upcomer that may get kind of lost in the moment. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference here in program history and experience
pedigree,
in recent times. And without question, there is in pedigree in class.
SMU had the chance when they played BYU in week 3, and unfortunately they lost that game. And we saw how BYU season ended up. So maybe they weren't the team that everybody thought they were. and they still lost to them.
All right, there's your big game. Your Bud's Chicken and Seafood. A bug game on a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. Family owned and operated in 1957. Family, faith, football, community, great food, great price, exceptional value. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Into the big story we head right now, and it is Bama looking in and Miami looking out. When you saw the new playoff rankings, the first thing you thought was?
Bama's. There's no way Bama's not making this.
Really?
In this context, yeah. That's what I thought.
And what did you think about the Miami Hurricanes with one fewer loss on that column?
Same thing. Well, not so much like Bama, because there was questions around UM. But Bama, I mean, they had their starting quarterback from last year. I know Cam Ward ended up being a Heisman candidate, but yep. We didn't know that at the beginning of the season. So I would say, in my opinion, Bama was more of a lock than UM.
All right. Well, listen, Pat Forty went on the Dan Patrick Show and got asked about the situation between the Miami, you know, out and Alabama looking in. Listen to what Pat Forty said.
I thought Miami got screwed. It's close. It's not like this is, you know, the biggest travesty we've ever seen. But I would have had Miami ahead of Alabama. But we've seen historically, Alabama gets in. The SEC gets what it wants.
And the problem is, it used to be, you know, the BCS. And the computer didn't care about your brand. Didn't care about your tradition. Didn't care about your legacy. Didn't care about who you were. It just looked at the numbers, right? Well, we don't know what goes into the decision-making, but we know this. Brands matter. And Bama's brand obviously carries a little more weight. Listen to 40 on the idea of brands.
Miami used to have a brand. They don't have a brand anymore. How much of a factor do you think that has played in?
I think it's undeniable. I mean, they can try to deny it, but I don't believe it. I think the Alabama brand is so strong that losses for them seem to matter less. Certain wins even seem to matter more. It may just mean more.
Yeah, you know, Bama brand. Recent, we just talked about it with SMU and how they feel versus Clemson, how it makes you, it's a visceral response. You feel like SMU, some plucky underdog, you know, some David versus Goliath, some fairy tale story, some Cinderella story. That's where branding comes in. How about 40 on exactly what happens inside of these college football playoff committee meetings when they decide? Listen to what he said.
We all don't know what goes on in the meetings. And that's one of the biggest frustrations of this, really, is just a lack of real knowledge. It'd be great to have a camera in there, to have a reporter in there, to have something in there to tell the public what actually does happen.
Because we really don't know. We really don't. And there's implicit bias. There's personal bias. And we don't have a reporter. We don't have a camera. We don't know what they're saying, what they're thinking, how they're colluding. We just don't know. All I know is if they screw it up this year, we go to 14 next year. And then obviously there'll always be a 15th team that says, how come we didn't get in instead? Coming up when we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us live from Las Vegas with the latest on the money matters for the biggest weekend in college football history. You heard what I said. The most significant weekend in college football history. The biggest playoff ever. First, though, reminder for X-Golf West Palm Beach. Talk about a great place to have a little fun, a little something to eat, have a couple of beverages, hang out with your people, bring the family, go on a date, bring your buddies. They got ladies' night. There's parties every day of the week. X-Golf is the new home of indoor golf. And it's right there, right off of I-95 on Okeechobee Boulevard. No more going to the places and hitting balls aimlessly. Now you actually play the game of golf with an augmented reality simulator. You're swinging real clubs, hitting real balls, but you get to choose from thousands of courses around the world that you actually always wanted to play. And they're keeping score. Short game, putting, all of it. While music plays, you got your own flat screen HDTV to watch whatever games and fights and matches you want. They bring you outstanding food, cocktails, drink specials. It's always a party. And by the way, your holiday party should be taking place at X Golf West Palm Beach on Okeechobee Boulevard, right off of I-95. And not just that, your charity events and your golf tournaments for charity should be taking place at X Golf. Why? Because you don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to worry about dealing with carts and finding people and everybody getting in and coming. Everybody's in the same room at their own private bays. You're separated. You got your private bay, but you can see each other. On Instagram, Go to xgolfwpb. You get all the information. Follow them there. It is the best time. It is so much fun. And it is the future of golf. The new home of indoor golf is xgolf. xgolf West Palm Beach, xgolfwpb on Instagram. Get all the information there and now. We come back. We go live to Vegas with our senior reporter from VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
College Football Conference Championship Saturday. And we're going to go live to Las Vegas in just a moment with our senior reporter of VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson. With the latest on the line movement, lopsided action, liability, and major wagers, so you can get your sports betting day in order. He's not going to tell you what to do. He's not selling you anything. He's just providing you information on which way the markets are going so you can be educated. Speaking of educated, I've been doing that for a couple years with you folks on Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. My accident attorneys when I had my car wreck in 2020. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Workers' comp issues, injured on the job, medical malpractice. Call Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Not only do you pay absolutely nothing for the consultation, you pay nothing unless you win. And they will fight to get you the absolute maximum compensation that you know you deserve. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, will help you take back control of your life. You think you can deal with the insurance companies? The insurance companies try to talk to you nice, play nice. They never fight fair, ever. So call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733 for Anajar and Levine. That's Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, and a big team of litigators, accident attorneys, to help you take back control of your life. And with that, we do go live to Las Vegas. Our VegasInsider.com senior reporter, Patrick Everson, with the very latest as we get to this College Football Conference Championship. Patrick, it feels like literally a week ago, we were setting the stage for college football week zero. And here we are, Conference Championship Saturday, as they say, just like that.
Yeah, exactly. It goes quicker than you would think. And it's certainly been a really interesting 13, 14 weeks here.
It has indeed. All right, let's get at it, because the great part about a Saturday like today is that we're really compressed down to just four big games. We're compressed down to these four. It'll have major national television audiences. There's two, obviously, in the primetime window, but otherwise, you know, noon and four isolated games. I would imagine that affects betting, that you get more action than you normally would, because it literally plays like an isolated standalone.
Absolutely. They all play like standalone games. One feeds into the next. I mean, you mentioned we got two in the night slot, in the later slot, but even those, I think those times are slightly staggered, right? So at least there's, you know, some time to get into each one of these, a lot of time, and people will just kind of bounce from one game to the next. They'll be like, oh, we got the next one coming up. Let's go get some action on that. We got Penn State, Oregon coming up at night. Let's go get in on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll certainly, I think, positively impact how much is bet on each of these games.
Yeah, the 2 8 o'clock games, they'll go head-to-head on CBS, the Big Ten Championship with Penn State and Oregon, and then simultaneously 8 o'clock on ABC, the ACC Championship, Clemson and MSU. All right, line movement. Have we seen any substantial line movement for these conference championship games today and tonight?
Right, and again, my apologies, I forgot those are both are 8 o'clock Eastern starts. But since you mentioned the Clemson-SMU game, that was the biggest mover depending on when you know, which book you were dealing with. But I can tell you here at Circa Sports in Las Vegas, which tends to be an aggressive book, which tends to take a lot of sharp money, they went last Saturday night and opened Clemson at -3. And that moved in a big hurry. and it got all the way out to, you know, I believe to 2.5 for SMU.
Yeah.
And that's what other books have seen as well. But wow. Other books, BetMGM, for example, opened Clemson -1.5 and went all the way to SMU -2.5. So that is a line that jumped the fence with the most movement. Now, Iowa State and Arizona State was also a fence jumper. Iowa State opening like -1, -1.5 at most spots. And now, you know, you're looking at Arizona State -2. I think they may have even touched 2.5 at some point during the week. So those are the two that jumped through zero there. Not huge moves when you're talking about staying less than 3 on either side, but those were the most notable movements there.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at Hard Rock Bet, of course, where we bet here in Florida. Mm-hmm. SMU, a 2.5-point favorite. So that went all the way across zero from Clemson minus to now Clemson. So that's an interesting tell of where the money might be. Or is that a case of the book thinks they know something the public doesn't?
Oh, I think this was a case of where the market was taking the bookmakers, where the people were betting.
Yeah.
It looks like the public likes SMU. I would guess there may have even been, especially, you know, like I said, Circa here in Vegas had Clemson -3 very briefly. So I would guess the sharp money got in on SMU a little bit early, but I think people are maybe a little more sold on the Mustangs in this game. Mm. And I can tell you at BetMGM, as we head into the weekend, you were looking at not overwhelming. It wasn't like way lopsided by any stretch, but you were looking at 61% of tickets on the spread and 70% of money on the spread on SMU. Again, this is at BetMGM.
Wow.
So they were leaning that way. It's not like hugely lopsided. It's not one of the more, there are certainly games that are a little more lopsided than that, but they liked SMU. And, you know, in discussing this with other odds makers throughout the week, that's generally been the tone, the tenor that SMU has been taking more tickets and money.
But it's interesting because this is, for all intents and purposes, a home game for Clemson. And this is also a familiar spot for Clemson, who's played in several of the national championship games in the last 8 years versus SMU, that program. I mean, if you go back to the early mid-80s, remember the program got, you know, the death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
They came back from that. So it's interesting that the perception publicly on a standalone national game is SMU being the darlings in this spot. All right. How about lopsided action beyond as far as the rest of these college games for these conference championship games today and tonight? Anything else stand out to you?
Right. Well, as far as the big games, the Power Four conferences,
yeah.
Oregon on the spread is the most lopsided, and it's not insanely lopsided, but it's lopsided. I'm looking at BetMGM. As you go into the weekend, you're looking at 73% of point spread tickets, 72% of point spread money coming in on the Ducks. And I think what's also kind of interesting on that one is when you look at the money line, just betting on who wins the game. It's two-way tickets with a slight lean toward Oregon at BetMGM, but 84% of money is on Oregon. So really lopsided money, not such a lopsided ticket count. Going over to the SEC, which is obviously a huge game, it's going to have a ton of eyeballs, certainly in your neck of the woods tomorrow too. Not terribly lopsided, but the lean is Texas. It's at BetMGM, 64% of tickets, 70% of bets. But again, those are percentages we're talking about. When you take those and in turn just put it into the actual physical amount of money bet, the physical number of tickets written, the most bet tickets on all of tomorrow's games, whether they're Power Four or some of the other Group of Five conferences, the team getting most point spread tickets, Oregon. The team getting the second most, Texas. The team getting the most money, Oregon. The team getting the second most money, Texas. So although those games aren't super lopsided, those two teams are taking more bets and taking more money on the spread than anybody else on the Saturday slate.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because we're not seeing, of these four big games, okay, these four conference championship games, we're not seeing a point spread beyond 3.5. I'm looking right now. Oregon currently at Hard Rock Bet. Again, sign up now at Hard Rock Bet. Download it from the App Store. Oregon -3.5. I'm looking at SMU -2.5 currently. I'm looking at Texas in the 4 o'clock window at -2.5. And then, of course, at noon, Iowa State, Arizona State, Sun Devils -1.5. These games are all within, you know, those key numbers to 3 to 3.5.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that's one reason why in some instances The money line action is a little more interesting.
I bet.
People are like, you know what? It's such a close spread. If I think Oregon's going to win, I think they're going to cover the spread. If I think, you know, Penn State, for example, if I think Penn State's going to win, then or rather cover the 3, 3.5, well, I think they might just win outright. It's a short enough number. So why not jump on the money line at the plus money price? So that's probably happening in a couple of instances on these games as well. But it's definitely interesting that these are all, you know, really short spread, a little bit of movement, a little bit of interesting movement on these for sure. But it definitely makes it an interesting dynamic and maybe makes the money line a little more appealing to some bettors than it otherwise would be.
I bet. Senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson, joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC and Damian Perez here on ESPN 106.3. Remember, we are live worldwide on the ESPN app and also on all streaming devices, Alexa, smart speaker, etc. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. And make sure you follow Patrick on Twitter so you can get up to speed on all the games, where the action, the money, the tickets are going in 45 seconds. Follow him on Twitter for all that. I would imagine there are probably a couple of teams in this college football weekend that can, I mean, obviously we know there are teams that can get in or forced out. They're not even playing. But I would imagine there are sports books in your town that would very much like for certain teams to not make the field of 12. I would imagine Alabama might be one of them. Is that correct?
Alabama would probably be one of them. That's a team that's going to be popular every year.
Yep.
Their history has it that way. They certainly take a lot of tickets and money. They'd been offered at pretty, certainly right now, there are, you know, more attractive odds than you would have normally see Alabama at this time of year. And people like to, they're like, look, man, at that number, if they can get in, why not give, you know, why not take sort of a flyer? If you can call betting on Alabama a flyer, when you can get odds in the, you know, 20 to 25 to 1 range or more at some point.
But I can't imagine
an interesting team.
I can't imagine there's preseason liability on, say, SMU. I know there's not with Arizona State, because that's a program picked to finish last in that conference. So I would imagine that sports books are probably like, well, you know, good outcome for us, meaning we're going to beat you public, is if so-and-so doesn't make the field of 12. Georgia might be
right.
One of them.
And it might be, but Georgia's generally been, with a couple of hiccups, generally been at a pretty short number most of the season.
Got it.
What I can tell you, most books, and certainly BetMGM, because I've talked to them a lot about this over the course of the season, what most books really needed to happen was Colorado to not make that Big 12 championship game, because there was liability on Colorado to win the Big 12 title, liability on Colorado in the prop bet to just make the 12-team playoff, and then from there, mountains of liability on Colorado if they won the national championship. Now, look, that almost certainly wasn't going to happen. You never know once you get down to this few teams.
Mm-hmm.
But they were going to get dinged anyway just by Colorado simply winning the Big 12 and making the playoffs. So they were certainly glad to see them go. BetMGM's other key liabilities, Ohio State, I think it's going to be hard, you know, even if they lose, for them to be out. And it looks like Tennessee's going to be in as well. And those are three of the bigger liabilities for BetMGM, and they got rid of the biggest one for sure. Colorado was just monster liability. You couldn't keep the public off them. It's just Deion Sanders and plus the long, you know, the long prices that were available. They were like lottery tickets, you know.
And so, you know, good outcome for the books, the public, of course, all over that Colorado hype, if you will. And by the way, had a hell of a season regardless. All right, Patrick, any major wagers we need to be aware of for this college football conference championship Saturday?
I hadn't seen much going into the weekend yet. I have a good talk with Caesars every week on where the sharp guys are, and where the big bets are, and not much big. I'm sure some stuff will come in throughout today. It always does.
There it is. All right, let's shift gears now to tomorrow. NFL, hard to believe, week 14 already. We obviously had Thursday night a barn burner with the Detroit Lions and the in-division rival Green Bay Packers, and that got us off to a great start. And that's one that winds up on a field goal after obviously a line that fluctuated at right around that number, etc. We see any line movement here of note for this NFL Sunday into tomorrow night's Monday night game?
Right. Just looking over a couple of games here just to see if there's any big moves.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing any really big movers other than mostly with the Bears-Niners game, and obviously that is a function of the Christian McCaffrey situation, among others. I mean, the Niners are just so banged up. They're not the team they were. The Niners, I they may have opened 6.5 at some spots, but most spots open 6. You got that number down to 4 as we're heading into the weekend here. Yep. And the Bears are kind of a popular play for sure. But that's the one that looks like it's seen the biggest movement. There have been a couple of that have been kind of interesting. Raiders, Buccaneers, sort of your neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. You've got Buccaneers opening 7.5 at BetMGM, down to 6.5.
Yeah.
So it's only a point, but it's through a key number. So I think that's an interesting one to keep your eyes on. And I know that the Raiders at Caesars Sports, that was a game that I believe Joey Fiesel said they might have seen a little bit of sharp play on Las Vegas to help bring that number down. If I'm sharp, I'm not playing the Raiders, but those guys do much more homework than I do.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on Hard Rock Bet, and it is Buccaneers currently at minus 6.5. What about in the Browns-Steelers game? Steelers minus 6.5. That, to me, feels like an anchor of every money line parlay, maybe of every teaser. It feels like the whole world, there's going to be a ton of folks that think that they've got an automatic because there's no way Jameis Winston and the Browns beat the Steelers twice in the same season, or so they think. It's hard to do. It's really not that hard to do. But am I wrong in the assumption that the Steelers will be a very heavily bet team incorporated in all those money line parlays and teasers?
Not wrong at all. I'm sure that they'll be in both of those. And not only would it be twice in the season for Cleveland, they played the Thursday night game in week 12. So it's only been,
2 weeks
in NFL calendar time, 2 weeks since these teams played. So you remember that game was in the snow, a lot of fun to watch and so forth. But yeah, the Steelers are going to be very well bet throughout the weekend. I can tell you going into the weekend with BetMGM. Now, this is on just straight bets on the point spread. You're looking at 74% of bets, 79% of money on Pittsburgh. Joey Fiesel at Caesars Sports said they saw sharp play on the Steelers at 6.5, which led Caesars to go up to 7 on this game. So the Steelers are definitely a really popular play. And just kind of to demonstrate it even more so, they're taking, even on straight bets, just Steelers money line, not tied into a parlay at all. At BetMGM, you're looking at 69% of tickets, 81% of money on Pittsburgh.
Wow.
A lot of people are quite confident that the Steelers are going to win and cover in this game and not fall to the Browns twice in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that I know the public a little bit. And then when I hear you substantiate that, it makes me feel validated. It makes me feel smart. You make me feel good about myself when your mathematical, factual information backs what my hunch may be. So thank you for that.
I'm your daily affirmation. Remember that on the old Saturday Night Live?
Stuart Smalley.
Was it Stuart Smalley? Exactly.
I'm good enough. That's I'm smart job. Enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. That's what Stuart Smalley would tell the mirror. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on Saturday Tailgate, as he always does. Another one I feel the public is going to use and probably think is automatic and easy money is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're a 13-point favorite against the Carolina Panthers. I feel like folks are going to use money line with the Eagles and just assume that that's a no-brainer. We talked about a couple weeks ago. A lot of times in the NFL, when you got a team that's an 11, 12, 13, 14-point favorite, not only do they eke out a victory just barely, sometimes they lose the game outright. Patrick, am I wrong that there's a lot of interest in the Eagles?
I think where most of the interest is going to be is in the money line parlays and in the teasers as well. Get that down to 6-point teaser, get that down to 7, hopefully, or maybe even below if they get lucky. But I think the money line parlays are going to be there on the Eagles because the Eagles, even though the number's giant and it doesn't really add necessarily a lot of value to your money line parlay, but the public sees that as kind of the free space this week. The free bingo space in the middle of your card. So I would not be surprised to see the Eagles in a lot of money line parlays. On straight bets, though, at BetMGM, it's pretty good two-way action heading into the weekend. I think it'll get a little more lopsided as the weekend goes on, as you get closer to kickoff here, just because the Eagles are playing very well, very popular team, big favorite. But yeah, I think you're right that with the public, it's going to be a money line parlay thing where they just like free space, Philly, mark them in,
good
Philly,
luck.
The Steelers, a couple of others, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be careful, public out there. I'd be very careful. Anything else we need to know about liabilities, major wagers, this NFL? Sunday coming up tomorrow. I think that for some reason, I think Chargers Kansas City is going to have a lot of action on it as well.
That game is going to be really well bet. Might be the most well bet game of the day. It's the Sunday nighter. So if some of the more public teams like the Eagles, like the Steelers, have a pretty good day, then there could be a lot of liability through parlays and moneyline parlays running to Sunday night with that Chargers-Chiefs game. Interesting action into the weekend at BetMGM. 55% of spread tickets on the Chargers, 79% of spread money on the Chiefs. So the ticket count favors the Chargers by just a little, and the money favors the Chiefs by a lot. So that one is definitely interesting. It's going to be a really good game, and a lot could be rolling to that game from parlays, moneyline parlays, teasers, and so forth, depending on how the rest of Sunday goes.
It's the best information. It's factual. He's not trying to tell you what to do. He's not trying to sell you anything. He's educating you on where the money is, where the tickets are, where the betting interest is, what the sports books are thinking, so you can make your own educated decision. VegasInsider.com, senior reporter Patrick Everson. Follow him on Twitter. Read his stuff. Give him 45 seconds. He'll give you the world. Like we told you before, he'll do all that on Twitter. I appreciate the time as always, my friend. Good luck to you. Hopefully you make a little bit of that lunch money that we talk about.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. You have a great weekend.
You as well, my friend. Thank you. Patrick Everson, VegasInsider.com, senior reporter Patrick Everson. Appreciate you, sir. Time now for the Saturday Tailgate Pick 6, presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. They are the best, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. There's 18 of these total car care centers from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. When you're dealing with your car, you want somebody that's looking to save you money, looking for somebody that's going to take care of your vehicle so it runs better, lasts longer, and saves you money. Not trying to find things you don't need. Of course, they got batteries for any and all vehicles and tires for any and all vehicles. But they also do everything from oil changes to wiper blades, major, minor service and repairs. Best of all, they're great people. They're family. They're family owned. And again, 18 total car care centers from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. They are the good guys. The good, honest, decent people. Go to slbt.com, make an appointment, or just stop in. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service in 1970, because it's about relationships, taking care of people the right way, finding ways to make their vehicles last longer and save them money. SLBT.com. My people, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. All right, Saturday Tailgate Pick 6. Let's begin. We're going NFL here. New York Jets, Miami Dolphins. Dolphins minus 5.5. Who you got?
The home favorites, Miami minus 5.5.
Same. Atlanta at Minnesota. Vikings minus 5.5. Who you got?
Atlanta will keep it close. Give me plus 5.5.
Atlanta might win this game.
I agree. I'm
on the Falcons in this spot. Bounce back. Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. We just talked about it with Patrick Everson. Everybody in the world's probably on the Pittsburgh Steelers minus 6.5. We got
rivalry game. I just think this is too many points. Give me Cleveland plus 6.5.
Steelers get revenge. They win this game going away. Buffalo at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams plus 3.5. Home dog. Who you got?
I think Buffalo wins this game and covers. Give me Buffalo minus 3.5.
The Rams cover this number. I hate to say it, but the Rams cover this. Bears at the Niners. This number now down to 4. Niners laying 4. Who you got?
The Bears always seem to keep it close, but not win games. But I'm still picking them. Give me Chicago plus 4.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I think they win this game. Give me the Bears plus the 4 just in case. And then Sunday Night Football. Chargers at Chiefs. Chiefs laying just 4. Who you got?
Chargers. They are due to beat the Chiefs. Give me the Chargers plus 4.
Chargers plus 4. It feels like a trick. It feels like bait. It feels like a trap. Give me the Chargers plus 4. They expose the Chiefs for being what they are. And that is a lucky team.
Yep.
That lucked out on Black Friday. But then again, Andy Reid with extra time off. He's had obviously an extra 2 weeks.
That's a great point.
It's a different thing altogether. And there is your Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, slbt.com, the home of honest, reliable service, 1970. They are the best. Real quick, time to play.
What the hell did you just say?
This is Aaron Rodgers on the idea of returning to the New York Jets next season. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I just redid my house here in Jersey, so my goal was to play a few more years here, but we'll see. Yeah, I'd like to be healthy. I'd like to end on my feet.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out for you, Rodgers. By the way, what the hell did you just say? Brought to you by the Boca Raton Bowl. Come at FAU Stadium a week from Wednesday. That's right, December 18th, 5:30 p.m. Go to BocaRatonBowl.com. Get all the information at BocaRatonBowl.com. Coming up when we return, our Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC 310 tonight. Pay-per-view, watch it free at Twin Peaks, and your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money play of the week. Speaking of Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites, Never a cover. No cover tonight. Tonight you can watch all of the conference championship football happening simultaneously, right? You got the Big Ten game. You got the ACC championship game. Watch UFC. Never pay a cover. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer. The one-of-a-kind Twin Peaks hospitality that you already know. And my favorites, like the billionaire bacon and the white gravy, chicken fried steak. There's always happy hour specials and late night specials and $5 man-size drafts during your happy hour. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer. What more can you ask for? Oh, never a cover to watch UFC in the fights. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and off of Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach, make it Twin Peaks. We'll get your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks, 310, and your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play next Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks, and tonight's a great one. UFC 310 on pay-per-view. Why pay it? Why spend all that money when you can just go to Twin Peaks and watch it for free like all the MMA and all the fights? Your UFC fight headquarters officially is Twin Peaks. Real quick, co-main event, Ciryl Gane, Alexander Volkov. Let's get that one to not go the distance. Co-main event, Ian Garry. He's a plus 290 dog. Let's take him in the upset. And for the main event, Alexandre Pantoja, he remains and still in the flyweight title championship. We'll go with the champ in that. There's your Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC 310. Time now for your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play of the Week.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
All right, for Hard Rock Bet, our Easy Money Play of the Week, let's use two teams from college football, two from the NFL, on another 10-point four-team teaser. 100 pays 100. Let's go Texas plus 7.5. Let's go Oregon plus 6.5. The Steelers, I'll be a sucker. I'll take them at plus 3.5. And then how about the Chargers at plus 14? Do you like it?
I love it. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think all those teams can win outright.
They've been winning. They've been winning all season. So let's hope that happens again. Hard Rock Bet. This is the best time of year to get on Hard Rock Bet. They just celebrated their first anniversary. Remember, with Hard Rock Bet, try it now. Get up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. It could be a parlay, a prop, the over, the under, pick a side, a live wager, whatever you want. You'll either win with your first bet, or you get back the same amount you bet as a bonus bet, up to $100. And by the way, don't forget, Hard Rock Bet has the new Flex Parlay. You don't got to hit every single bet to win your Flex Parlay to get paid. With the Flex Parlay, you get to choose your payout amounts. Or for a bigger payday, if you get more right, or make it a little more conservative to make sure you get a little something for your efforts. Live wager, parlays, teasers, everything you'd ever want. Download it now from the App Store, Google Play Store, or at hardrock.bet. It's Hard Rock Bet, the only place you can bet on sports legally in Florida. And by the way, they're giving bonus bets out left and right. Follow them on social media, follow them on Twitter, and you'll see what I mean. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. And just like that, we're into the two-minute warning, and we're done. Good luck, everybody. Bet with your head not over it. Good luck to our teams. Remember, we'll see you back here next Saturday, because Saturdays remain for the boys. Have a good week, everybody.